The positiveness of the behavior of the meter is very important to you as an auditor. But much more important than knowing its circuit is knowing the technology of its use, how to use it, how it behaves, and so forth, getting familiar with it. Because actually it has taken me years to find out how one of these things not works electronically, but how it registers on people. And that is a brand new field all by itself, and I suppose that at a cost of $250 million, ordinary U.S.-type research on lie detectors might possibly have found some of these facts and misinterpreted them. But it's a fabulous area of research which has actually never even been remarked on before. You just see it happen and so on, but it has devoured quite a bit of time. Finally, you know what these things are all about as far as our normal reactions on the things, and know what these various reactions mean and so on. We are so far beyond today the technology of the, quote, lie detector, unquote, that to compare it to e-metering is something like saying, well, I know what an automobile is. I know what an automobile is. It's the shadow of an ox cart. It's just about that far apart. No, the lie detector boys don't know. I don't know how they could have sat in front of an electrogalvanometers, because these things, as a Wheatstone bridge, have been in existence now for about 100 years. That doesn't make an e-meter in existence for 100 years, but its earliest antecedent was almost what Miss Saunders was doing. They have one of these things hooked up, galvanometer, hooked up to one of these big lie detectors. And if you went into a police station of a large city, you could probably find in there someplace one of these lie detector machines. And somebody says this is like a lie detector machine. Why, just agree with them to be sociable, but not to be accurate. A lie detector, in the first place, costs about $18,000, of which $17,999 is pure bull and profit. It is a pile of junk. They're made south of Chicago. You would be able to teach any lie detector operator how to use his equipment, but you would find the equipment relatively unworkable. You would think it was very poor equipment. There is an electrode device which registers on a meter somehow or another and goes off on a tape recorder, but this is an old galvanometer, and it doesn't register with enough fineness to give you any kind of reading that you can interpret. They really depend upon pulse, blood pressure, and respiration. And one of these $18,000 swindles, on which they sometimes send men to the electric chair, have great recording tapes and pens and shiny chromium and copper caps and had anything to do with e-metering. You got the idea? There's thousands of dollars worth of recording equipment and thousands of dollars worth of mahogany and thousands of dollars worth of bunk and 10 cents worth of galvanometer. And the only important unit in that whole $18,000 setup you couldn't audit with. If you hit the fellow over the head with a sledgehammer, it'd probably register. You got the idea? Even so, some of the phenomena we get on an e-meter is barely discernible on one of these galvanometers. And as such, you could walk in and give this lie detector operator cards and spades, because although his machine isn't sensitive enough to read any of the phenomena you really want to know about, it'll still drop a bit. And you can give him the shock of his life. He thinks his machine is 10 to 12% inaccurate. He says, well, there's 10 to 12% no record. That's what he tells you. You know, it's an error that much. Because you ask a fellow if he's committed to murder, and the machine says it did, and they obviously didn't. Oh, look, how can thousands of men, I'll grant you they're cops, but how could thousands of men sit for tens of thousands of hours with thousands of people on machinery without having found out anything about the human mind? Tell me. There are only 200 operators in America that can even make these great big Keeler lie detectors do anything. I don't know. I don't get it.